This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, retired fire rescue captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as we broadcast from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship stations to great radio stations along the Genesis Communications Network, GCN Live, and selected Salem Media Group stations in some of the biggest markets in America, as well as just to be tossed in for good measure, some of the leading independent stations out there, too. And with that, we put together the Captain's America Third Watch radio show, also streaming live on the Internet and broadcasting via the Westwood One satellite. Now, a special shout goes out to our active duty military, our veterans, our EMS and firefighters, our police, our hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Border Patrol, security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those keeping us free and safe. Now, to everybody working on the Third Watch, thanks for keeping America rolling along, as well as our over-the-road 18-wheel drivers, the men and the women out there, coast-to-coast, border-to-border, our FedEx and our UPS drivers, our bulk mail haulers out there, Felix and the gang, our suicide jockeys hauling the gasoline and petroleum products so that we can go when we need to. Also, you can follow us on Facebook, the Captain's America Third Watch Radio Show Facebook page, and we're on MeWe, we're on Gab, we're on Getter, we're on Truth Social, and we're on Twitter as @CaptainsAmerica. Now, you can also hear our podcast not only over at GCN Live, not only on our AM 860 and 930 flagship stations, but my website, thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. By the way, our show streams there 24/7 till the next live show comes on. Then you can hear it live there, too. We're also up on Amazon Music, Spotify, Player FM, Radio Iguana in India, Boomplay in Africa, Google, Odyssey, iHeartRadio, and the Apple Podcasts. Many different ways to hear us. We're not limited to just one particular source, and thank goodness for that. Now, to the telephone line we go. I'm going to bring the professor of politics into the mix here, Kyle Warren, and good morning again, Mr. Kyle Warren.
Great. Good morning, Captain. Good morning to everybody.
Yep, and everybody's having a great time in the neighborhood. It's 77 degrees with clear skies right now here in Tampa, a little cooler than what it's been, and I'll take it. I'll take it. And we're going to say the pledge for the second time tonight. What do you think? You ready?
Of course.
All right. I pledge allegiance to the flag.
I pledge allegiance to the flag.
Of the United States of America.
Of the United States of America.
And to the republic for which it stands.
And to the republic for which it stands.
One nation under God.
One nation under God.
Indivisible with liberty and justice for all.
Indivisible with liberty and justice for all.
And, of course, we emphasize those two words, under God, because our great country was founded on Judeo-Christian values. All right, we're going to go to the telephone line. We've got our friend Iron Mike on the line. Mr. Iron Mike, what's up?
Okay, not far from the North Sea, in the English Channel, there's a fire on a large ship, over 600 feet long. It's full of automobiles. And I don't know if they're new or it's a ferry boat going to thing, but there's over 350 cars, on there, and 25 of them are electric. And the speculation is that one of the batteries, let go on the electric car.
Not surprised.
Because the fire is in the cargo hold, and that's what you and the professor have been talking about, that they don't have this thing lit. And Mary Barra and Bill Ford are running their companies into the ground. And Tuesday at the Mission Barbecue, there was discussion there, and I think Backgammon Bob and Mr. Zach were saying that the foreign companies are hedging their bets and coming out with new gasoline cars.
What is the one thing that the electric cars and the batteries cannot take that could cause a fire? What's the one thing? Water. Water. You're aware of that, right?
No.
Water. When they get immersed in the water, that was one of the things that was happening down there in the hurricane zone where the cars were burning up. It's because the batteries got soaking wet. The electricity got soaking wet. All the electrical parts and whatnot off the battery, and they caught fire and burnt right there where they were at.
Because water will conduct electricity.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yep.
And the other thing is the Coast Guards of several nations are trying to stop this thing from being an environmental disaster if it sinks.
Mm. Yeah. By the way, are you coming down
to mind that? Yes. Oh, yeah, definitely. I'm going to have my dancing shoes on.
All right. Well, bring your camera, bring your whatever you want to bring, because this is the last blast of the blasted bugle down there for us. And we're going to send them out in style.
Thanks for the reminder, because sometimes I don't. I will. Anyway, I'll see you in a couple of few hours.
Well, a few hours is right. Don't tell me a couple hours, because then that's pushing it. All right. See you then, my friend.
Don't get any rest.
Yeah, see you then, my friend. Okay, so Kyle, that's something about that fire out there. But I'm not surprised. I really am not. I mean, more and more and more electric cars are burning up.
Well, according to the Dutch Coast Guard, we understand that one crew member was killed. We don't know exactly how that crew member was killed at this point. I know official information, but 23 other crew members were taken off the ship by boats and helicopters. They have not yet, as far as we know, been able to put out the fire. And, yes, it is in danger of sinking close to a habitat for migratory birds. So this is definitely something that they're trying to get a hold of right now.
Well, maybe they can fly the birds out of there, huh?
Well, hopefully they're able to stop it from being in there. Yeah.
Yeah, I'm kidding, of course. All right, we'll be right back with more folks in the Captain's America Third Watch. And Kyle Warren and myself strolling across the overnight hours here on a Thursday. I'll see you at Mixon. Hopefully many of you will be able to make it to Mixon's for lunch. I'll be right back.
You found it, the most listened to radio program in the overnights, the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce. Lock it in and join the Captain's Army.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at TeamG'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com, and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your longevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
What if Extendivite really works, but you find that hard to believe and you spend precious time looking for someone to say, just try it?
I have my help today because of Extendivite, and if I did not take a leap of faith and try it, well, I would be on disability today. Take one bottle of Extendivite as suggested for 60 days to find out for yourself. No need to stop any other meds you may be on. You know by now that they are not working for you. Before the 60 days are up, I know that you will feel Extendivite working for you and will want to take another bottle. Life is too short. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with
Extendivite. Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
These are the sounds of someone taking their eyes off the road. Texting while driving is more than distracting. It's dangerous. Do yourself a favor. Do us all a favor. When you're on the road, stay off the phone. A message from CTIA.
Your calendar to join Captain Matt Bruce for Lunch with the Captain this Thursday at Nixon's Groveside Cafe in Bradenton from 11:30 a.m. to 1:30 p.m. Meet some great people, have stimulating conversation, and enjoy some great food. After all, Nixon's is the home of the Captain's Club. That's Nixon's Groveside Cafe at Nixon's Fruit Farms, located at 2525 27th Street East in Bradenton. Come on out and see the Captain, and we'll see you there.
And it's going to be a bittersweet lunch today. This is the absolute last time that we will be at Mixon's Groveside Cafe. We're doing this as a special thing because they shut their doors on Saturday, the 29th. And this was the last Thursday we could go there and have lunch and enjoy the Captain's Club. Now, as they say, have sandwich, we'll travel, because the sandwich is going to travel with me to the next location where we're going. I'll be telling everybody more about that in the next, we'll just start it next week, because it'll be next Thursday. Actually, it'll be our first time at the new place where we'll be going. They'll have a complete menu, and they'll have some things, lunch specials and whatnot, that we'll be able to take advantage of. So I'm looking forward to that. But I've been going to Mixon's Roadside Cafe for so long that it's become part of a family ritual, if you will. And, of course, the Tea Party groups that met there, the rallies we had there. We had a rally there at one time, folks. We had 1,000 people there back when the Tea Party group first started 10 years or so ago, whenever it was. We had 1,000 people there, and we were up front. We weren't out back. We were up front, and we were standing on the front porch literally with everybody in the parking lot. You could not move. You could not move. That's how many people that were there. And then, of course, we went in the pavilion out back. And it would be not uncommon to have 300, 400, 500 people there for one of their big events when we would come there. And that was when my radio show was, at the time, down in Sarasota. That's where I broadcasted out of at that time before I moved up here to the big city. But anyway, going to be a bittersweet deal. We hope to see you there. Mixon's Groveside Cafe, Mixon's Fruit Farms in Bradenton. I'll be there at 11. I'll be there till about 1 or 1:30. Going to take a big group picture for nostalgia, and a lot of people will be taking pictures on their phones, I'm sure. So, see you then. All right, Kyle Warner, professor of politics, is back with us. Hey, Kyle.
Hello, Captain.
Did you see what happened to Mitch McConnell yesterday?
I did. It was a very, very sad thing to see because I think it scared a lot of people that something was seriously wrong.
He showed all the signs, based on my experience as a paramedic and a first responder, he showed all the signs of having a mild stroke.
Well, yes, I mean, that seems to be one of the explanations, I think. Of course, the senator returned a little while later saying he was fine, but he declined to answer any questions as to whether or not he saw a doctor. But, Captain, in your experience, let's just say you suspect that a patient has had a stroke, or you suspect that somebody's had a stroke. Isn't there this thing called the golden hour where you want to have some kind of medical attention?
Well,
in case they need to administer
a little bit less than a golden hour. A little bit less than a golden hour. The golden hour is the rule. However, the basic rule of thumb is get them somewhere within 10 minutes and get them loaded. And we call it load and go. Get them loaded within 10 minutes, because if it's a stroke, if it's a brain aneurysm or a blood clot or something like that, they'll be dead in 10 minutes.
Well, again, I wonder why something else wasn't done.
I don't know.
There may be an obvious sign that something is really wrong, yeah.
I don't know, but it was scary. I saw it, and when I saw it, the first thing I thought was that it was, in fact, a mild stroke that was occurring, and I was surprised that nobody came back and said that. Real harm in not telling the truth about what it is, because people can empathize with it. And, you know, Mitch is 81 years of age, right?
I believe so, yeah.
Joe Biden is 80, what, 2 now?
Biden is 80, I believe.
All right, but he's going to be 82 if he gets elected to the presidency for the third time, God forbid. And it's not about the age. It really isn't about the age. I've known plenty of people in their 80s that are sharp as a tack. It's all about their cognitive ability. And if they're showing signs that they can't operate on their own, they don't have thoughts and they don't have reasoning and this, that, and the other, then it's time to fold up the tent, go sit in a rocking chair, and enjoy yourself.
Well, one of the reasons I think they wouldn't have alluded to the idea that the senator might have had a stroke, of course, because this is politics, if they come out and say that as a medical certainty, then that puts into play a lot of different political machinations that obviously they would want to avoid, at least at this point.
Now, something else that we haven't mentioned at this time is normally I stay away from the Hollywood stuff because I really don't care, but there was something yesterday involving Academy Award winner Kevin Spacey over there in London, where he had been on trial for a sexual assault, you know, he said, she said type of deal, and he was found not guilty by the court. So that was water over the dam, I guess, because he basically thanked the court and said it's over and that's it, and I don't think he's going to be talking about it anymore.
Well, that's right. It was in London, and he was found not guilty. I think that involved him with trying to assault other men, according to the allegations. But these alleged attacks or incidents occurred many, many, many years ago, and I think it was hard for them to make a case for that for obvious reasons. And so I think it was also Kevin Spacey's 64th birthday, I believe, on Wednesday. So he was very emotional, and I think sobbed as the verdicts were read.
Is it fair to call the Washington Post a far-left liberal rag?
I suppose. What do you think?
Well, they're on track this year, thank you very much, America, to lose $100 million because of people that aren't buying their paper anymore or subscribing to their online service.
Well, I mean, we're seeing a lot of decline in some of things like this, but you know, who knows why they're doing that, but certainly I'm sure they're burning the midnight oil trying to figure out what they can do better or next.
Tell the truth.
Well, it's also...
They're famous for lying about their stories, you know.
Well, but you bring up a good point about the idea of paywalls. A lot of people don't want paywalls.
Mm-hmm.
And now if you go to certain sites, they're going to say, please disable your ad blocker.
Because mm-hmm.
People have ad blockers running on their browsers and on their computers. And yeah. And so a lot of times you can't get past it unless you do that. Or you need to subscribe. Or you need to, at the very least, register in many cases. And I think some people don't want to take the time to do that. They don't want to pay for something else. Because it's really hard to make money on these news sites, I suppose, unless there's a paywall.
Now, we're going to talk more about this coming up at 4:45 in our money spot with Chris Markowski, who, by the way, he's on. He's headed to an event right now with his family, and we'll be handling that by ourselves. But we're going to talk about the Federal Reserve, amongst other things. They have hiked their interest rates up another quarter of a percent to the highest level they've been since 2001. How's that going to help anything?
Well, I think a lot of people are scratching their heads as to why this continues on. Now, they'll say they're trying to cure inflation. It's not coming down enough yet. They still have to keep doing this. But honestly, I think the Fed is a lot of times behind the times when it comes to whether or not they're going to raise or lower the interest rates. I think so many economists and certainly business people would have said, okay, you paused for a little while in the last go-around. You should keep the pause going, at least for the time being. But they did it again, and they could do it even yet again, Captain. This is what we're understanding.
Now, I don't know if you follow basketball, if you'd even recognize the name, but remember the basketball player that changed his last name to Freedom?
I think I remember hearing something about that, but it's not.
Well, his name is Enes Kanter Freedom. That's a three-named name. Enes Kanter Freedom. He is now seriously considering a run for Congress.
Interesting.
And he's not part of the
Freedom.
He's not part of the woke generation. He's part of the American conservative movement.
Very interesting. Well, you know, certainly, you know, maybe some, quote, name recognition, pardon the pun there.
Well,
I'm sure
Congress could use a 7-foot basketball player, right?
Yeah, named Freedom. I mean,
mm-hmm.
only in America. That's mm-hmm. what I'm going to say about that. Only in America.
And finally here, before we go to break, the music will be coming up here real quick. A lawsuit involving Cigna Healthcare, ladies and gentlemen. They misuse artificial intelligence to deny legitimate insurance claims, and they got caught at it. They're in big, big trouble. Big trouble. All right, Kyle, hold that thought, folks. We're coming back with more. Don't go anywhere. The Captain's America Third Watch rolls along.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
If we've learned anything from recent news, it's that unexpected things are happening. Your gut tells you there's something very wrong going on. And all the evidence suggests that there is. Government emails are hacked. There's talk of how to fight World War III. And trade of grains and food are being disrupted. Those in charge say everything's fine. Stop noticing. But you know better. It's time to invest in self-reliance and emergency food storage now, more than ever. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, is the place you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunch, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. For a limited time, save 25%, plus get free shipping on all their 3-month emergency food kits. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. It's time to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
USA News Update. New home sales are slowing. Government figures show sales of new single-family homes fell to an annual rate of 697,000 units in June. That's a 2.5% decline from May's revised rate of 715,000 units. The U.S. government is in possession of UFOs. That's what a former U.S. intelligence official said while testifying before a House subcommittee today.
Mr. Gresh, finally, do you believe that our government is in possession of UAPs?
Absolutely, based on interviewing over 40 witnesses over 4 years.
Gresh added he's faced brutal retaliation for coming forward. There were no flex alerts or specific calls for conservation in California, but the group overseeing the state's power grid has issued an emergency alert watch for tonight between 6 p.m. and 10 p.m. Pacific time. An emergency alert watch is the lowest of five levels used by the California Independent System Operator. John Schaefer, USA News.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Captain here. There are three words I want you to keep in mind if you're looking into wound care from diabetes or other problems you might be having with your feet or ankles. Effective, convenient, and caring. I've been going to a lot of doctors and only Advanced Podiatry and Wound Care has helped me. My wound was a tough one, but Advanced Podiatry and Wound Care has the highest state-of-the-art treatments to make your body whole. The doctors are compassionate, best I've ever worked with. They truly have caring hands and hearts. Instead of winding your way through the parking garage, elevators, and miles of corridors of those mega hospitals, and who needs that when you have a hurting foot, Advanced Podiatry and Wound Care makes it easy. Just pull into their parking lot, take a few short steps, and you're there at 38th Avenue near Tyrone Square. Google Advanced Podiatry and Wound Care.com or call them at 727-896-4615. That's 727-896-4615. Most all insurances are accepted.
And I'm going to give you the phone number again for Advanced Podiatry and Wound Care, because it doesn't matter where you're at. If you're coming over this way towards Florida, even on a vacation, and you're having problems with your legs and you want to get checked by somebody that knows what they're talking about, I would strongly recommend Advanced Podiatry and Wound Care. They literally saved my life because they were able to find out what the problem was, and they were able to treat it as such. And then when I did have the problem that I had that put me in the hospital for 5 weeks and then rehab for another 3 weeks, what happened was they knew what it was, so they were able to identify it and treat it correctly. But if you got pain, if you've got swollen legs, if you've got a buildup of fluid and you don't know what's going on, they can help you. So their phone number is 727-896-4615. That's 727-896-4615. And if you're walking around and you got those big things around your legs like I did for a while to put the compression on there and keep your legs from swelling out of sight and this, that, and the other, well, guess what? They can help you. They can really seriously help you. Give them a call, 727-896-8615. Now, let's go over here. Kyle Warren, a professor of politics, is back with us. Hey, Kyle.
Hello, Captain.
There's been something going on up in Harvard land, you know, Harvard, Pakticanigad.
Sure.
And the Department of Education has opened a civil rights investigation into the legacy admissions going on at Harvard University. Now, a federal probe is calling it affirmative action for the rich. And I suppose to a certain degree it is. Now, the Education Department is investigating whether Harvard University's policy of giving preferential treatment to legacy applicants and those related to donors discriminates against students of color. Well, I suppose it depends on how much money you're talking about, because money walks. No, wait a minute. Money talks and you know what walks, right?
Well, that's right. I mean, it's, you know, how many times have we heard stories about people who make big donations to universities and, or, you know, in some way, and they can wield some influence when it comes to admissions, one might think.
All the time.
But this particular investigation is looking to see if that happened. And, of course, in contrast to the other admissions policies, now with the Supreme Court decision, of course, universities aren't allowed to use race simply as the one factor or this kind of thing. But there are other factors to consider when considering any applicant.
Now, according to the New York Times, almost 70% of Harvard's accepted legacy applicants are white. And although only 5% of its applications are from donor, legacy, and athletic candidates, these groups make up about a third of its student body. So they're saying that in, by itself doesn't make it fair. But then again, it seems to me that when you go to one of these ritzy-bitsy schools, you have to have the scores to get into them, don't you?
Well, typically that's right. And here's the thing. I mean, you could have an exceptionally great GPA and still not get into some of these big-time universities because you fail on the other issues. Maybe you don't check off the right boxes diversity-wise, this kind of thing. And so there's also a dust-up about that kind of thing. So obviously there needs to be some kind of way to get people into universities who have worked very hard.
Well, that's true, for sure. But to be continued on this, Harvard said it's reviewing its policies after the Supreme Court ruling to ensure they fully comply with the federal law and contribute to building a diverse student body. So to be continued, more on this story, I'm sure, a month or two from now as things change, and I'm sure they will, right?
Well, sure, of course. Yeah, we'll find out more.
And, of course, the NAACP president and CEO Derek Johnson commented about this by saying, every talented and qualified student deserves an opportunity to attend a college of their choice. Well, that's true if you can meet the criteria to get in. He says affirmative action existed to support that notion. Legacy admissions exist to undermine it. Well, I don't know about that. They had certain standards they wanted to stay by, and that's why they did what they did. I guess that's my thought.
Well, again, you know, I think we're looking at some of the symptoms and not the root of the problem. And part of that, of course, is trying to create a society where people have good opportunities to begin with, and they're able to compete on a better level in that regard. And I think that, you know, that's what we're striving for. We understand what the NAACP is all about, what they're saying. And at the same time, though, we need to address why is there inequality? And I think once we start really doing that, we might be in a better position. Yes, I understand it's Pollyannish to some degree, but America's always striving to be better.
Yeah, absolutely. And we do know that. So we'll just hang in there and go with the flow, so to speak, as they say. Now, all of that being said, I want to remind everybody that today is the last, absolute last day that we will be having our group, our lunch group, have lunch with the captain at Mixon's Groveside Cafe, at Mixon's Fruit Farm there in Bradenton. And we're inviting everybody that's within listening distance to come out there and say goodbye to the Mixons, because this is it. This is it. They shut the doors for good Saturday. And the next thing that will happen after that is they're going to auction off some of their equipment in the following weeks to come as they progress out of the business they've been at for 40 years and go into a new stage of their life. They're retiring, but they're not really retiring. They're just going to do something different, and I'm not sure what the different is, so I'm not going to put words in their mouth, but I know there's a couple of things that were surfaced, had surfaced, so we'll see how that all works out. But they're great people. They've done a lot for the community, and it's time for us to pay them back and do something really nice for them. That's just me talking.
Well, and of course, we really wish them the best, absolutely. And they've made a lot of people smile, given out a lot of great food and their time there over the last 40 years or so. So, I mean, that's really an accomplishment, and well done.
Yep. And starting the first Thursday in August, we'll be at a new place. I'll be talking more about that next week, because, of course, it'll be August next week. So we'll start our first adventure over there on the next Thursday, a week from today. And I'm looking forward to that. Been there, haven't been there in a while, but I've been there. And we had used to have some of our political functions over there at this particular place where we're going. Well, you know, Kyle, COVID's over, right?
Yeah. It's generally over, although some people are still getting a strain of it here and there, from what we understand.
So the people at the New York Times need some sort of other reason to be afraid. Is that fair or something?
I suppose, yeah.
And they need to have you to be afraid, too. So last week they ran an article telling their readers how to determine whether it's safe to leave the house. Well, that's because of the supposed dangers posed by the heat waves, flash flooding, and smoke across the country. Their words, not mine. Now, what nonsense, right? What nonsense here?
In terms of whether or not to leave your house?
What I just said, whether or not to leave your house. But anyway, if the writers at the New York Times were journalists instead of being activists, they'd add some context to their comments. Now, although heat-related deaths are rising, far more people die from freezing to death than they do the heat.
I suppose, but of course...
Ain't no suppose about it. It's a fact. Mm-hmm.
Yep. All righty, then. But if it's super hot and you're elderly, you got to be very careful.
That's right, but you don't need to scare the bejesus out of everybody to do it. Okay, folks, coming back with our next Highway and Byway report. And, yep, we got some stuff to talk about for sure. Don't go anywhere. The Captain's America Third Watch coming right back.
Get to set your calendar to join Captain Matt Bruce for Lunch with the Captain this Thursday at Mixon's Groveside Cafe in Bradenton from 11:30 a.m. to 1:30 p.m. Meet some great people, have stimulating conversation, and enjoy some great...
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras. Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine Tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. That's 800-524-3810.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Donna Fiducia.
And I'm Don Newen with Cowboy Logic Radio. When we're traveling the highways across America, we want to hear the captain, Matt Bruce, and his Truckers Highway and Weather Report.
Always on top of things to help America's truckers roll. That's why we listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with retired Captain Matt Bruce live at 2 a.m. Eastern Time. Be safe and keep it between the lines.
She's totally committed, major in the-
Sager. It's been a Bob Sager night tonight, playing a couple of them back-to-back in the Trucker segments here. Kyle, what year was that around? Because that song looks like it's from the late 70s or early 80s.
Well, that's off Against the Wind, one of his most successful albums ever, of course, in 1980.
All righty. And like I say, it looks like it because the girls were wearing miniskirts back then, and that's what they're wearing, miniskirts. All right, my friend, what's going on out west?
All right, well, we got some really hot temperatures, of course, continuing excessive heat warnings, especially in southern Arizona, especially if you're in the Safford, Tucson area there. Tucson right now in the middle of the night checking in at 87 degrees outside. When we take a look over at Phoenix, it looks like Phoenix I think it was 94 degrees last hour. So we're definitely continuing to see a lot of heat there. And right now, Phoenix checking in at 93, so maybe they lost a degree there. Las Vegas Strip right now, 99 degrees, down 1 degree from last hour. But excessive heat warnings continue in the Southern California desert and on up through San Diego, Orange, and Los Angeles counties. Up towards San Luis Obispo, we've got heat advisories going on. New Mexico around Albuquerque right now, of course, continued heat advisories. They're checking in at 79 degrees. Las Cruces, same thing. You've got the heat advisory going on there. Then you've also got bad air quality. This is coming into southern Oregon, just outside of the border with Northern California up through Medford, but over towards Klamath Falls, that's 395, I believe, and then also Lakeview and up towards Bend, Oregon as well. You've got air quality alert, wildfires burning in the region there are combining with the forecasted conditions to have the bad air quality levels. So that's what's happening out west. Be careful out there.
Well, folks, first of all, I'm going to tell you about an upper-level system which could produce storms capable of damaging winds, tornadoes, large hail, and heavy rain is going to be working its way across the Great Lakes today. Now, right now in the Upper Peninsula of Michigan, they're getting heavy rain. Canada, for sure, is getting it, too. And it's starting in along the upper part of Michigan, and it's working its way along the coastline right now, out east of Toledo and over towards Buffalo and Rochester and along that leeward edge of Lake Erie in the northeastern part of Lake Erie, New York State. Now, all that being said, we got to go out into the Midwest because we've got a lot of high heat temperatures which are going to affect your travels in the upper Midwest, to include South Dakota, southeastern corner, Nebraska, half of Nebraska, Kansas, two-thirds of Kansas, Oklahoma, two-thirds of Oklahoma, and down into the central part of Texas, right around the west side of Fort Worth, over towards Midland, and if you will. And then the southern part of Minnesota, all of Iowa, all of Missouri, the eastern half of Arkansas will be under that same high heat advisory. Memphis, Tennessee, certainly the northwestern corner of Alabama as well. And Indiana, all of Indiana, all of Ohio, the western part of Pennsylvania, with the exception of the mountains and snowshoe, and then over to the eastern part of PA, from Harrisburg all the way over to Philadelphia, where we do have some flood watches going on right now, because there could be some rain over there today. And again, with what's going on up in Vermont, believe it or not, they're calling for more rain. And you people in Vermont, we know, don't need to have rain. Right, Kyle?
Exactly right.
Yeah. And New Hampshire, they're going to get rain there. The southwestern corner of Maine, you'll be getting rain there. There'll be rain scattered through New England, but the temperatures will be up into the 90s, and some will be perhaps approaching the hundreds in South Jersey. We're going to have the heat advisories in all the major cities, all the way down to Virginia Beach and Norfolk, and down into the northeastern part of North Carolina. And then, of course, we've got a little bit of foul weather to report. Air conditions are not good. The air quality in the mountains of of North Carolina are not going to be all that great today, as well as the higher elevations around Atlanta going up towards the northwestern corner. And way down south in Florida, Miami down towards Marathon, there will be some rain today, so that'll be enough to cool things off, maybe enough from what they've been having, because it's been scorching down in South Florida, Kyle.
I know, it really has been.
Yep, and more so than what they normally have in the summertime. All right, well, tell us about the Pilot and Flying J, please.
All right, folks, don't forget the good people at Pilot Flying J Travel Centers bring you the Trucker Highway and Byway Report. You can check out all about their amenities that they have at the various travel centers. And, again, they're the largest operator of travel centers in the United States. Check them out, pilotflyingj.com. That's pilotflyingj.com.
All right, and we're going to go right to the telephone line. We've got Denise Simon from the Denise Simon Experience on Facebook, and her website is founderscode.com. Good morning.
Hey, good morning.
Now, Hunter Biden's rejected plea deal by the judge, no surprise there, I said it was going to happen, has put the Justice Department in the hot seat because of what we found out. What the heck were these people thinking?
Well, the prosecution and the defense were on the same side.
Yeah.
Period.
Yeah.
I would argue that the most disgusting part of this is the prosecution.
Yep.
The plea deal, the collapse, was that Hunter was not going to face any kind of discipline on the gun charge if he was good and behaved for 2 years. And he would plead guilty to the two misdemeanors on the tax charges. I would argue that this judge, she knew something was up because of that phone call that happened the night before. And a lot of people were kind of blowing it off and saying that it was a misunderstanding, but no, it was not a misunderstanding, because not only the clerk, which is who received the phone call, but apparently other judges' staff checked the caller ID and found out that it came from the law firm out of New York.
Mm-hmm.
So that's how they knew it was a lie up front.
All right, hold that thought. Kyle, you hold that thought. Folks, we're going to take a break. Top of the hour. Come back in about 6 minutes with Denise Simon and Kyle Warren, a professor of politics. And we'll talk about this and a whole lot more. There's plenty of stuff going on. Plenty of stuff going on. We'll be back. It's a Thursday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch.
This is Kyle Warren. Stay tuned for another great hour of the Captain's America Third Watch coming up right after your top of the hour news. And don't forget, you can call us at 1-877-969-8600.
Attention, your money is now controlled by the U.S. government.
Picture a world where your every purchase is monitored, tracked, and controlled by those in power to suppress the freedoms of those they see fit. Hi, my name is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and New York Times bestselling author. And right now, I've become very focused on the impending rollout of the central bank digital currency. This is not a work of fiction. It's a terrifying reality looming on the horizon. But there is a bit of good news. I've partnered with Advantage Gold to offer you a solution. They are specialists in converting your traditional assets, like those inside an IRA or 401k, into tangible assets such as physical gold and silver. Don't allow your money to be controlled. Claim your free gold protection kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000, 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor.
Call 800-900-8000.